This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, can you guys believe, Black and White Sports fans, that it has been almost a year and a half since WNBA player Brittany Griner was actually returned from Russia? Can you believe that? Now, you guys know that she was actually sentenced to 9 years in prison for actually bringing in a vape canister into the country. She was playing with the a Russian basketball team over there. Don't remember her name. And when she got to the airport, they found drug paraphernalia on her person. Yes. Now, I remember when there was a hearing, Brittany Griner came out and admitted that she had brought those illegal substances into the country. And I remember some people in the left-stream media were saying that, oh, if she comes out and admits it, it just helps her a little bit more. Well, Brittany Griner now is finally speaking out for the first time since she's actually been home. Now, she said, you know, certain things, but this is a detailed interview she's actually giving with ABC. And guess what, guys? Brittany Griner pretty much admitted in this trailer we're going to watch that, yeah, she brought it into the country illegally. Nobody planted anything on Brittany Griner. Nobody did. At least according to this trailer right here. Now, of course, we have to see the whole entire interview, but I believe that's going to be coming coming out pretty shortly here. Brittany Griner brought that substance into the country. Yeah. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member, member live stream every single Friday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. Brittany Griner tears up remembering her suicidal thoughts in prison and clip from first interview. Now she's going to be sitting down with Robin Roberts doing this interview, and she breaks down in tears. She's talking about having suicidal thoughts. She actually remembers, I guess she was sleeping in a bed and it was blood and she didn't have nothing to clean up with. Folks, when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. What Brittany Griner did was absolutely moronic. Moronic. They don't play in Russia, man. If Brittany Griner did what she did out here in the United States, she would have got a slap on the wrist. But she went into a foreign country and decided, you know what? I guess I can test the laws over here. And she found out really fast, even though she was only there for like, what, 10 months? She was back home for Christmas. Joe Biden, being a moron, actually traded a dangerous arms dealer for her. If I'm a Vladimir Putin, I'm jumping all over that. This was an idiotic trade. But anyway, let's get into it, guys. It says here, Brittany Griner will open up in detail about her Russian detainment for the first time in a new interview airing during a special edition of 2020 on May 1st. So we're looking at a little over a week. The WNBA star, 33, has answered questions about her detainment before, but she has yet to agree to a sit-down interview about the 10-month ordeal, which began when she was arrested for possessing vape cartridges containing cannabis oil at a Moscow airport in February 2022 until now. In a new trailer shared exclusively with People on Tuesday, Griner tearfully waltzed Good Morning America host Robin Roberts through her experience in the Russian prison and describes what her life was like behind bars. The interview will take viewers through the entirety of Griner's experience from her February 2022 arrest to her 9-year prison sentencing, all the way through her time in prison and her release on December 8th, 2022. In my opinion, guys, Brittany Griner really didn't do any hard time. She really didn't. She got out really, really fast because Joe Biden wanted the virtue signal. Nothing more. But let's go ahead and check out this trailer here. Let's roll it.
This is the first time you are sitting down like this to tell your story. February 15th, 2022, the day you left home and things would never really be the same. Brittany, are you ready? So you reached down because you've been told to go through your bag and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that and had to bring it out?
My life is over right here.
Yeah, she knew it was in the bag. So that pretty much debunks the woke narrative that Brittany Griner had it planted on her. She knew it was there.
Had you ever brought cannabis before into Russia? Had you?
Never.
There are people who say, come on, how did you not know that you had cartridges in your luggage? What do you say to the skeptics?
And she doesn't answer it right there. I mean, that's pretty good on trailer tactics right there, because that's really going to get people engaged to actually watch for that answer.
You've just been told you're going to be 9 years in a penal colony. One of the worst prisons
in Russia. Don't cry now.
I was just so scared for everything because there's just so much unknown. There was a huge knife sitting on the table and I was just like, no. This is gonna be a ride. You gotta do what you gotta do to survive. The mattress had a huge blood stain on it. I had no soap, no toilet paper. That was the moment where I just felt less than a human.
There were times that you felt like, let me just end it.
Yeah. Just, I didn't think I could get through what I needed to get through.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts.
I'm going to ask you about where your life is right now. Who's the BG in front of me right now?
Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night, May 1st on ABC. And stream on Hulu.
So, there you guys have it right there, man. Brittany Griner breaking down. Brittany Griner in this trailer pretty much admitted that, yeah, I broke the law. And she got punished. She got punished. But she really didn't do hard time, in my opinion. I mean, she only did. And actually, she was in not even in the real prison. When was her prison sentence? Like about 3 months later. So she spent about, actually, I don't even think she even spent 4 months in the actual prison. I really don't know. I can't remember when her trial was actually over with, to tell you the truth, man. But there you have it, man. Brittany Griner, yeah, she had the vape canisters. She brought it into the country. She says this is the first time that she's actually done this. Do you guys believe her? Maybe she actually got away with it before. And she figured, hey, I didn't get busted before. So therefore, hey, I can just go ahead and try and do it again. And she effed around and found out. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.